freaking kidding.
My name's Landon Niguna.
I'm Sophia Suri.
And I'm Jack Freustad.
And we read the book Bossy Pants and are here to do a podcast for you. It's Tina Fey's best-selling memoir. In the book, Fey goes chronologically through her life, explaining how she was raised, her humble beginnings as a comedian, and her work with SNL and 30 Rock. She also provides input on issues that are important to her, such as how women are treated in the workplace. To discuss Bossy Pants, we have selected a few questions to ask to further analyze our reading of the book. So, for starters, what was your favorite part of the book?
This is Sophia, and my favorite part of the book was reading the SNL skit with Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton. I just really enjoyed it because it was very funny, and it really brought about a lot of the issues that women face in the workplace when men may not understand their humor or what they go through on a daily basis.
This is Jack, and my favorite part of the book was when Tina was describing her college experience, and she told a story about how she went on a sort of date with a guy that she liked, and they decided to climb a mountain at night, and the guy that she went with proceeded to fall off the side of the mountain.
This is Landon, and my favorite part was when she was on the cruise ship and she described the fire, and I found it interesting how the entertainers are actually the ones who are in charge of the lifeboats and emergency evacuations. All right, on to our next question. Why do you think Tina Fey chose the title Bossy Pants?
This is Sophia. I think that she chose the title Bossy Pants for several reasons, one of which she was actually the boss of her own show. She was the producer of 30 Rock. Another reason is that throughout the whole book, she talks about what it means to be the boss of people in the workplace and just in general. And she also talks about effective ways to be the boss and the type of person that she finds respectful in that position. An example of this is Lorne at SNL, who was her boss for several years. He was the producer, and she found him to be very respectful and very easy to work with there.
Awesome. On to our next question. How would you define Fey's writing style and tone?
Fey uses a very humorous writing style. She often makes fun of things. She makes light out of awkward and uncomfortable situations. She uses a sarcastic tone.
She does this by making fun of herself and also making fun of others. She often calls herself sarcastic throughout the book.
Going off of what you said about her humorous writing style, do you find it effective in drawing attention to issues? Why or why not?
Yes, I think her style is very effective, actually. Through her joking and humor, she's able to draw attention to many serious issues.
This is Sophia. I also think that her writing style was effective because she was able to reach a wide range of readers that do share a similar humor as her but may not share similar values or beliefs. So what was it like reading this book as a male?
This is Landon, and personally, I felt like it gave me insight on the various issues that women have to deal with in the workplace. Specifically in the entertainment field.
As a male, she talked about some pretty awkward and uncomfortable things, but her humor was able to make it still enjoyable for me as a reader.
Okay, awesome. Lastly, Sophia, what was it like reading this book as a female?
This is Sophia. I think that it was really empowering to know that a woman like Tina Fey has faced many obstacles just strictly based on her gender throughout her life and in the workplace, and was actually able to overcome them and be successful in her own career as a comedian and actress. And she never let any obstacles get in the way of what she wanted to do. And I just found that really inspiring. So this concludes our podcast on Tina Fey's Bossy Pants. We hope you all enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.